Medical researchers in Boston and around the country are looking for your help and your DNA. To speed up research, medical institutions, including Boston-based Partners Healthcare and the National Institutes of Health, have begun building massive databases of people's DNA as well as their medical records. WBUR Common Health reporter Kerry Goldberg explains how they say these so-called biobanks could improve treatment for a wide range of conditions.
When you walk into a busy lobby of Massachusetts General Hospital these days, you see a kiosk with a big sign saying, "Join us to help shape the future of healthcare." If that makes you think the hospital wants a donation, you're right. But it doesn't want your money. It wants your DNA and your medical records to help build the Partners Healthcare Biobank. Dr. Jordan Smoller, the biobank's co-director, says more than 70,000 patients have already signed up.
We are very eager to get the word out, to let people know that this is something everyone is invited to participate in.
Well, everyone who's a Partners Healthcare patient, that is. But that's more than 1.5 million people. Partners is the biggest healthcare chain in the state. At the same time, the National Institutes of Health is creating a national biobank project called All of Us. Its director is Eric Dishman.
We need at least 1 million people to share their data. Our mission as a program is to accelerate health research and medical breakthroughs that enable individualized prevention, treatment, and care for all of us.
It sounds like a contradiction, right? 1 million people to help them come up with an individualized treatment just for you? But here's an example from Dr. Zach Kohane of Harvard Medical School. Recently, his research team wanted to explore why some patients with bipolar disorder respond well to treatment with lithium, but others don't.
Normally, it would take years, perhaps decades, to find these patients.
Thanks to information already collected in the Partners Biobank, he says the researchers could find dozens of relevant patients within days and ask them to participate in the study.
And so now what we're doing is using their cellular material to actually study what's different about their genes and of how they're regulated in these patients compared to one another. This allows us to cut off years for research.
That means eventually, if you have bipolar disorder, your genes may help your psychiatrist decide whether to prescribe you lithium. Multiply that study by thousands, and you can see why Partners Healthcare is building a biobank. It's for the $1.5 billion worth of medical research Partners does every year, and why the National Institutes of Health is launching its project. The Veterans Administration is on board, too. It's enrolling 1 million vets in its own biobank. This is all possible now thanks to computing power, electronic medical records, and the plummeting price of DNA analysis. Biobanks can mesh terabytes of data about our genes, our health, and our lives. Eric Dishman with the NIH project expects all that data to provide lots of new clues about what makes us sick and what could keep us well.
We're sort of at a magic moment, and it's kind of this amazing confluence of three things: science, technology, and consumers, and changes on all the three of those fronts.
By consumers, Dishman means all the people who gather their own health data on smartphones and watches and are willing to share it. But joining a biobank involves more than just sending in your Fitbit stats.
Hi there.
Hey.
Here for the biobank?
I am.
All right, great. So before we sign you up, we just have to talk through a consent form.
Jeff Osman is a research coordinator at the Partners Biobank, and this is a pretty typical consent form. You have to understand you can't expect to benefit personally from the research. You might not even ever know the results. But the biobank will let you know if it turns up a problem in your DNA that you could do something about, like a BRCA mutation linked to breast cancer, for example. And Osman warns that joining the biobank does carry a risk of loss of privacy, though he says the risk is no greater than a regular office visit to your doctor. And one other downside. At this point, a needle may be involved.
Looks like you've got a good vein right there. Just going to be a sharp poke. All right, and we're just going to do three tubes here. This is total 30 milliliters of blood, which is exactly 2 tablespoons.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, once it's in the tubes,
like
it looks like a lot more.
Yeah.
The essence of this program is you coming on a long journey with us.
Again, Eric Dishman. He says the national project will ask for a bigger commitment than the partners' biobank.
This is like the famous Framingham Heart Study in Massachusetts, but across the whole country and across all diseases and all health issues that may occur, and as many diverse people as possible that we can do.
Diversity is Dishman's biggest worry, getting people of all different races and walks of life to sign up, because groups that don't sign up likely won't benefit as much from the findings. The Boston arm of the NIH project is enrolling just a few initial patients this fall and plans to really ramp up in the spring. The Partners Biobank is enrolling about 2,000 people each month, says its co-director, Dr. Sue Laugenhaupt.
I just can't imagine saying no. You know, I'd like to think that it's their right, but also in a way their duty to help us. Because without patients participating, we can't do anything.
Is it your duty? You might need to decide soon if you get your personal invitation to a biobank. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Goldberg.